Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 15:19, "The way of the slothful man is as a hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain." Open your Bible, and immediately you are presented with a working God, a God who made the heavens and the earth in 6 days and everything that is therein. He has been at the job of sustaining that creation since he fashioned it, for by him all things consist. Colossians 1:17. We are told that we are created in God's image, which means, in part, that we have the capacity to work, to fashion, and to be creative. Hasn't God equipped you with the tools to work? What are those hands, legs, and mind for? God does not create useless things. He expects those tools to be engaged in work. God has so ordained His creation to be fulfilled when it does His will, and His will is that we work. All life is created to work. Nothing in God's creation is allowed to function successfully in a slothful condition. God has so ordained and fashioned His universe to guarantee this result. Upon the creation of man, God took him and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress and keep it. God made the garden to need work, and God made the man and the woman to work the garden. Our Creator works, therefore we work. Work is not a punishment for sin. Work is a gift of God. The notion that labor came into being because of humanity's fall is not a biblical truth. Adam and Eve, in their sinless state, were given a garden that needed tending. Paradise needed the hands of Adam and Eve, for God so ordained it. Adam and Eve had purpose in this work. We also have a purpose. By work, He allows us to enter the maintenance of His creation. The entrance of sin into the world was not the reason for work, but sin affected the ability of people to work and the difficulty associated with it. As God expelled Adam and Eve from the garden, they were told they would have to labor hard to carve out a living. When sin entered the world, it hindered the progress of men and women's efforts in work. We have seen that work is a character of God and His creation. Those who work fulfill God's plan for His creation, and those who willingly do not work are outside His created purpose. If you do not fulfill your purpose, God has ordained His creation to thwart your slothfulness. There is a hedge of thorns in your way, not just a few thorns, but an impassable hedge of thorns. You cannot get through it. It is a continual hedge in the way. Work has been placed there by God because He loves you and wants you to function as you were made to function. Sloth is rebellion against God's will. The slothful, by indecision, sluggishness, or delay, allowing the hedge to grow thicker, continuing to hinder progress. God in this proverb contrasts the slothful man with the righteous man. The slothful man is a wicked man because he does not do the will of God. The slothful man expects God to work for him instead of working for God, expecting God to be his errand boy. But the righteous man knows that God will help those who help themselves. The slothful do not believe this, and thus the Lord provides the hedge of thorns to remind him of the truth of this principle. Slothful one, the hedge of thorns will find you out. God does not promote slothfulness, but he does promote the righteous worker. The way of the righteous is made plain. The Hebrew word for plain in this verse means to mound up, as in preparation for a turnpike. In other words, the way of the righteous is identifiable. The road is mounded and prepared for use. Now there may be thorns to guide and warn along the way, Hosea 2:6, but the way of the righteous is not a way of darkness and unconquerable difficulties. Psalm 27:11 tells us that the Lord will teach me his way, and his way will lead in a plain path. God shows the righteous the path of life, wherein is the fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. He makes the righteous to go in the path of his commandments, which gives the righteous delight. He provides the righteous the lamp of his word for his feet and lights the path, so it is plain. Psalm 119:105. God compasses the path of the righteous, which means he borders the path, lest the righteous stray. He keeps the righteous on the plain path. He is successful with the righteous. God tells us the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Proverbs 4:18. The path is illuminated for the righteous as the perfect day approaches. The slothful always face a hedge of thorns, but the face of the righteous always meets a shining plain path, which gets better every day.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals. Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.